Chelsea Clinton marries in U.S. royal wedding. Bill and Hillary Clinton's only daughter has married her longtime boyfriend in the picturesque New York village of Rhinebeck in what was dubbed America's royal wedding. Chelsea Clinton, the only child of the former U.S. president and the U.S. Secretary of State, married Mark Mezvinsky on Saturday at Astor Courts, an historic 50-acre, that's 20 hectare, estate about 100 miles north of New York City. Today we watched with great pride and overwhelming emotion as Chelsea and Mark wed in a beautiful ceremony at Astor Courts, surrounded by family and their close friends, Bill and Hillary, Clinton said in a statement. We could not have asked for a more perfect day to celebrate the beginning of their life together, and we are so happy to welcome Mark into our family, the statement said. Photos showed the bride and groom walking down a broad outdoor aisle between rows of guests. Chelsea wore a strapless white gown with a fitted bodice and full skirt with platinum-colored beading at the waist and a long white veil. The groom wore a simple black tuxedo going down the aisle and in a photo with the Clinton family and a white prayer shawl and yarmulke in separate photos with Chelsea under a flowering tree amid wedding guests. In the one photo in which she appeared, Hillary Clinton wore a magenta gown. Bill Clinton, who was pictured walking Chelsea down the aisle, wore a simple black tux with a white boutonniere in his lapel. Apart from the parents of the bride, the only other high-profile guests seen in Rhinebeck were Bill Clinton's former Secretary of State, Madeleine Albright, actors Ted Danson and Mary Steenburgen, and fashion designer Vera Wang. Also spotted was real estate scion and movie producer-billionaire Stephen Bing. Chelsea Clinton, 30, and Mezvinsky, 32, have known each other since they were teenagers. He's an investment banker whose parents, Marjorie Margolies Mezvinsky and Edward Mezvinsky, were once Democratic U.S. House of Representatives members. For more bilingual news, please log on to our website at language.chinadaily.com.cn. For now, this has been Renee Haynes.